Track 4 on the album, Where Have You Gone? I'm a radio DJ
hit.
And I... Sorry?
It's a hit.
Yeah, it's a, well, I'm a radio DJ in the Netherlands and yeah. Oh my God, I played Where Have You Gone so many times. What is there left to tell about Where Have
Thank
You
Gone?
Because it's
Thank
a,
you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I will send you a tiki.
Yeah, that's good.
What should we... You can cut it out, right?
No, leave it in. It's awesome. I love it.
What is there left to say about Where Have You Gone? Because it's I can imagine it's a very important track for Lucas and Steve.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, we started this... the track, it's called actually Where Have You Gone Anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
which is one third of the club EP that we did, called Anywhere and the Place Feels Like Home With You. Anywhere was the first track that we released, and we received so many great reactions on that track that it's it was like a big thing for us to just go to the studio with Kimo and Rick. Kimo Frankel and Rick Alma, which also wrote Comes Your Way on the album with. So that, yeah, we took it to the studio, wrote a new line on it, and it became like an immense success. Like we actually didn't expect it to be that big or that great.
Not only on the radio, because it's when we still could go to a Lucas and Steve set. It is the closure of your set.
Yeah. True. Yeah. It's the fun thing with Where Have You Gone is it was born at a festival in Guangzhou in China.
There we are again.
Yeah. Here we are again, and this is one of those tracks that you know. Sometimes we've been a little bit in doubt when you're, I mean, yeah, sometimes you don't feel like getting out of bed if you have a melody in your head or you're doing something else or watching television and you're like, ah, nah, I don't feel like, you know, producing now. I mean, it's rare because usually I really do feel like producing, but Where Have You Gone is exactly the reason why we always get up in bed, get out of our lazy chairs when watching TV or playing FIFA or whatever to produce if you have that idea, because it can be so worth it. We're already, you know, going to bed, kind of sleeping, and then we're like, wait a minute. There is something here. Come on, let's head to our laptops and just create it. And a little bit of the same story as Columbus. But the Columbus, Wait for Life. But the thing with this one is I really feel like that because it was born at a festival, it really carries that festival energy. And I think that's why in our sets, it's always the track that works as one of the best because it really has that vibe. And I really believe that because it originated there, you can, you know, translate a melody into a club song easier.
Yeah. The thing is, what is special about this track is obviously the melody and the chords, because it's so euphoric and energetic. The thing is that when we played it in, and that's what we never had with any track that we released, is that people start crying when we play it. So in Japan, we played it as last track. Like we obviously play it out that we're not going to play it. Goodbye, have a nice day. And then like a sort of, how do you say it? The last track of your
An encore.
Like, yeah, an encore, yeah. So we played it as an encore, and we went away from the stage. Thank you so much, Japan. And then we played, and like I saw on the left side of the stage, like four or five people, like they were crying.
That's amazing.
Because we played this track.
Incredible.
And we were like, holy shit, what is going on here? Yeah. But we did like I know that it. I think it's a really good track, and Lucas also do, but like that it can do so much, like give so much emotion to people all around the world. That's
wonderful.
That is very special. Yeah. And I don't think we ever told this story about Where Have You Gone. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah.